Network between April 8th, 2020 and April 7th, 2021. It's 89.3 FM WPFW in Washington, D.C. and online at WPFW.org.
I'm Marita Golden, writer and cultural activist, and a supporter of WPFW Radio. And you are tuned to member-supported WPFW Washington.
The following program is brought to you by the Uncle Devin Show Radio Network.
The adults have their music, my parents have their music, the teens have their music, but what about me? I said the adults have their music, my parents have their music, but where's my children's music? What about me?
Well, we got you covered.
It's We Nation time!
Welcome to Watoto Entertainment and Education, or We Nation Radio, where we bring you the best in family-friendly global beats for little feet. And I'm Uncle Devin, the children's drum cushionist.
And I am Auntie Lolita.
We're so honored that you're here to join us today. And in fact, we're going to do something we haven't done before. We're going to have first our We Nation podcast sneak peek. And we're going to interview an awesome artist that's been blowing up in the family music scene. He goes by Fuch, but his name is Harold Simmons. And he's done a wonderful song and some collaborations since he's joined the scene. So we're going to listen to hear an interview with him. And then we're going to go back to our We Nation stars. We haven't done that in a while. And we have a 13-year-old that lives in North Carolina. She goes by Abigail the Storyteller.
And her energy is infectious.
You're going to hear it. You're going to hear it in just a minute. An excellent interview that we did with her theme music. A lot of different things. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be coming up a little bit later on. And then I think we're going to be talking some more today about Kakuza Fest.
Yes, Kakuza Fest. Saturday, April 10th, 3 to 5 Eastern Standard Time. A salute to Black women and family music. And yes, we'll be broadcasting live on We Nation Radio's Facebook page and YouTube channel.
Well, see, the word Kakuza means amplify in Swahili. And Kakuza Fest is our effort to provide children and family access to performers and music that welcome, reflect, and celebrate them.
So stay tuned for our awesome lineup. You're not going to want to miss it.
So let's get this party started. Who are we going to open up with?
How about Alphabet Rockers? Two-time Grammy nominees with their song, Walls.
Yeah, I do identify as American. I've lived in this country since I was 5. And there's no amount of papers that can take that away from me. This is home. This is the only home I've ever known.
Ask the question. Are we the people? Ask the question. Are we the people? Are we the people that we wanna be? That we wanna be.
That we wanna be.
Not a border, not a wall, not a line in the sand could devise a plan to divide us again. No hay pared que puede parar. Comunidad, humanidad. Paramos juntos, no pueden amenazar. Todos nosotros no somos solos. We are familia. My parents lead a life to feed us right. Even when sometimes all that we can eat is the beans and rice. It's like we take pride with our food. My abuelita's recipes in an accent telling me this your culture, mijo. Never be ashamed. But nowadays we want to tame because it name or the color of your face. I wish I could explain why are people calling us bad things when we're looking for the same as you. Play a game or two, feel safe at school. Why you wanna make us move?
We know we all belong. We know this is our home. These walls can't stop the love. These walls can't hold us. We know we all belong. We know this is our home. These walls can't stop the love. These walls can't hold us.
But still believe in whatever I could see, I could be that. Nobody to say, no, not today. You gotta stay, gotta stop. This is too steep to pass.
Lo mismo que sentía mi mamá cuando se iba a una tierra que no sabía, buscando una vida mejor, cruzando a pesar de dolor. Esto se necesita para su hija y su hijo, para su gente, for her people. I wanna see those beautiful faces, smiles with no trace of fear, dismay from a wall to make shade with. Love beyond borders, Florida to California, never be a wall tall enough to hold us. Back from our greatness and focus, we're the ones we awaited for, the dreams we have chosen.
We know we all belong, we know this is our home. These walls can't stop the love, these walls can't hold us. We know we all belong, we know this is our home. These walls can't stop the love, these walls can't hold us.
Take a good nap. Yoda has the power to retire the empire. Be alive. growing up.
This solo is mixed.
Hi, I'm Mighty Goose, and I always listen to my Uncle Devin on V Nation Radio. Keep it locked.
This is no bully zone.
You never been loved? You never been hugged?
Why you so mean?
Why you causing a scene?
This isn't a game, we are all the same.
You feel powerless, so you need to control.
Trying to fit in, trying to be cool.
No girl, no bow, no cyberbullying.
No girl, no bow, no cyberbullying.
Get it, got it, got it, get it, get it, got it, got it, get it, get it, got it, got it.
Stop the bullying.
Got it, get it, get it, got it, got it, get it, got it, got it.
Stop the bullying.
Who are you?
Part of the bully crew.
You think that's funny, hiding your insecurities.
You say you don't care, but your eyes is fear.
I swear, stop it, stop, stop it.
Hurt people, hurt people.
What?
Hurt people?
Hurt people, hurt people.
What?
So watch what you say
and watch what you do.
Not because it was done to you.
You know, so you're not alone. Try to feel at home. We're all human beings on the same team. We know why and we know need. We know why no bullying. And we know why and we know need. And we know why no bullying.
Tell them.
We know why and we know need. And we know why no bullying.
Come.
We know why and we know need.
Yeah.
Twinkle Little Star.
And then before that, we had Irie Goose with his father, or featuring his father, Father Goose, with Stop the Bullying.
And prior to that, we had Shake, 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 Shake with Matt Wilson.
Well, it was Shaky, Shake, Shake.
Oh, it's Shaky, Shake, Shake?
Shaky, Shake, Shake.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Get the
I'm
shakes
sorry.
Right.
Okay.
And then we had our friend DJ Willie Wild and the Yoda Loves Jazz.
That.
Yeah,
and the different places it took you to.
Right.
And prior to that, we had So Nice to Meet You by Terrence Terrell.
Now, people may not know, but Terrence Terrell, you may have seen him on a commercial, a progressive commercial, in fact, and he played Motar. Is it Motar?
I think so, yes.
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 Half man, half motorcycle. If you ever look at those commercials, or just Google it. But that was Terrence Terrell. He's into family music, and that was his song. You said it was So Nice to Meet You.
Yes.
All right. And, of course, we open up with the Alphabet Rockers. Well, you know, got a chance to do an interview with the one and only Fuch. It's similar to Future, but it's Fuch. And Fuch has a wonderful Black woman in history song that he did with Snook Nook. And Snook Nook is going to be part of
Cucuza Fest.
Cucuza Fest coming up April 10th from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's going to be going live from Facebook and YouTube on the We Nation Radio pages, the We Nation Radio Facebook and YouTube pages.
But don't forget who else is on that song.
Oh, we also have Reese Palmer.
Can't leave out Reese.
That's right. So let's go to our sneak peek with Fuch, Harold Simmons. Fuch, also known as Harold Simmons.
There you go.
And I think you're going to enjoy this. I am so honored to bring to this We Nation podcast the one and only Harold Fuch Simmons. Let's welcome him to We Nation Radio.
What's up? What's up? Uncle Devin, the man, the myth, the legend. What's good?
Well, that means I'm paying people well. They keep my name going. Who is Fuch?
Yeah, I'm really a music artist at heart. I've been making music since I was in middle school, basically. And it's really just been a journey to try to figure out, first off, how to do it for a living, pursue and do what I want to do as a passion. And I've kind of been pushed in this direction to make songs about social justice, racial equity, liberation, and just some positive, good vibes. I'm all about positivity and good vibe.
Where are you based out of?
Right now, I'm in the Bronx, New York. I moved here in 2015, but I was raised in Nashville, Tennessee, and born in Gary, Indiana.
So now I know where that music comes from, the Nashville scene. Okay.
There you go. There you go.
And what brought you to New York?
Really, I feel like it was a better fit for my style of music. I considered either moving to Atlanta or to LA or to New York. Atlanta, I feel like, was too close to home. I wanted to get a little bit of a different speed. I had been to Atlanta a lot. I went to LA. LA wasn't really my scene. And then when I hit New York, things just really, I really loved the energy of the city. I connected. I already had some friends here. So I figured that I could just move and shake here. And it's definitely been an advantageous move for me.
Okay. Now, before we get into how you even got into the family music scene, talk a little bit about your music history.
Yeah, so I first really started performing when I was in middle school with a band. The band was in high school. So I had a band that was jazz and hip hop. We all play instruments and I rapped. And we were young. We were maybe 17. Our drummer at that time was 12. He was like a prodigy.
Wow.
You know, so we would play a lot of these older clubs for 25 plus. We would cover the Gap Band. We would cover Stevie songs. So we were that impressive young group who knew the jams, you know?
Yeah.
So that was kind of my start at performing out a lot like that. And then eventually, unfortunately, we broke up. The band did, but I kept doing my music as a solo artist. And my first solo name was Under Future. So I had that name from, you know, maybe like 2008 onward. And then the other rapper named Future came out. So I had to go through the process of changing my name. I tried to fight it for a while. There was a period of time I tried to keep my name Future the artist, Future the rapper. But a couple people were like, nah, you just go ahead and switch it up. But I kept it as similar as I could because I really do like the idea of Afrofuturism, time travel, all of that kind of stuff. So I kept it as Fuch. But ever since then, been still releasing music, a couple projects, mixtapes, had some cool little sponsor feature spots with Vibe Magazine, ended up on MTV and World Star Hip Hop. But really since then, just kind of been honing in on my signature style. And it really has kind of settled upon educating, entertaining, and empowering. Because as a teaching artist, I feel like I've always wanted to combine those two things, to be able to go into a classroom, go into a school, into a library, and even to just a venue and be able to be consistent with my sound and stuff.
You know, I think the person that I think you told me that first introduced you to our family music scene was Andres. 123 Andres.
That's absolutely correct. Yeah. Andres and Christina, they were the first ones that really showed me how diverse the scene was. And it really blew my mind, because I was concerned that I didn't want to make kids music, for the reason that I thought it all had to be preschool based, nursery rhyme, you know, kind of in that vibe, Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, you know.
Right.
So I didn't really understand that, you know, it's a very rich genre, and in some ways it's one of the most complete genres. We have this category, it's not even a genre, it's more like a category of topics that we talk about. But just seeing all of the diversity in the scene and how people are really pushing it forward, it was very inspirational and definitely motivated me to continue on the path that I'm on. It was an idea that I had in my phone notes. Have you ever written like lyrics or like a line or two that'll come into your head? I don't know if you do that, where I'll just type it out.
Yeah.
So I have Black Women in History. Gotta say it loud so it's not a mystery. Some, where the sisters be. Like, that's all I had.
Right.
And then it was Christmas time. I was with my family in Florida at the end of last year for Christmas. And, was just really thinking about how I could make the song happen. I didn't have a beat or anything, but, and I had just recently connected with Snook Nook through Christina and Andres. We hopped on a Zoom call. So I figured Snook Nook might be down. So I asked her, hit her up. She said, absolutely.
Yeah.
And my only caveat was like, yeah, but you know, we'd have to finish in like 2 weeks. So it's kind of around the corner. So if you can't do that, just let me know. And she's like, no, I'm ready. So I was like, okay. So then I also reached out to Reese Palmer as well, who I hadn't met at the time at all. So I kind of just sent her an email that I found on her Instagram, I guess. It went to her email address. I reached out. I said, hey, this is me. This is a song I just did with Pierce. I love what you did with Pierce, the My Body, My Choice song, which I think, I think I was first familiar with to do that song. That song is just so fire.
We're about to take a trip and travel through time. History. And learn about some ladies that changed all of our lives.
Black women in history. Oh, black women in history. This is her story. Yeah, this is her story. Black women in history. Oh, black women in history. Gotta say it loud so it's not a mystery. This song is dedicated to your legacy. So it's time we let them know where the sisters be.
Last name Hamer, first name Fannie Lou, civil rights leader, helped register our people to vote during Jim Crow laws in the 60s, back when blacks couldn't vote in this country.
She paved the way for future politicians, along with the first black congresswoman, Shirley Chisholm. Kamala Harris made history as the first ever woman elected VP.
So many suffragettes been born for this, like Nashville's own J. Frankie Mitt. Helped register thousands of voters in Tennessee and made a school for black girls in the 1920s.
Could not have done it without the pioneers, the women fighting voter suppression for years, like Miss Stacey Abrams and Felicia Davis. And so many women to name, that's why this is for the black women.
To the Queen Rosa Parks, who didn't give up a bus seat. But real talk, there were so many women who did the same thing, like Claudette Colvin. She was only 15.
Arrested because she demanded respect and refused to be told her life was worth less. Ida B. Wells had a similar tale many years before Rosa Parks went to jail.
One of the founders of NAACP, born a slave, she was freed in 1863. 1 year later,
free to wear. First women, African American, veterinarians. Fast forward 2020, Dr. Kinsey helps to create COVID-19 vaccine.
Black women in history. Black women in
Yes, that was Black Women in History by Fuch with Reese Palmer and Snookluck.
Yeah, and I'm so excited for this next fest because it features many of our headlining artists for Cucuza Fest. And we're going to start it off with Inez Barletier with Mama is a Rock.
You're listening to Weird Nation Radio on WPFW 89.3 FM.
it's no surrender. Sobola, now Sobola, together as one, fight to Sembela, divided we fall, together we rise, no one can put me down, I wanna be a champion, I need a better tomorrow,
yes I'm a champion,
no retreat, no surrender,
I wanna be a champion,
I need a better tomorrow,
yes I'm a champion,
no retreat, no surrender.
Estoy escuchando We Nation Radio.
We Nation Radio on WPFW 89.3 FM.
Global beats
for little beats.
Oh yeah.
Say goodnight. Hey, close my eyes. Hey, Mr. Moon up in the sky.
Boys and girls, listen. Do you hear that? Can you hear the music in the air? Listen, do you hear it? Can you hear the music everywhere?
I hear music in the air.
I can hear it high, I can hear it low. I can hear music wherever I go. Can you hear the music in the air?
Good job.
Can you hear the music in the air? Can you hear the music everywhere?
There you go.
I can hear it high, I can hear it low. I can hear music wherever I go. Can you hear the music in the air?
I can't hear you. Stomp those feet.
Can you hear the music in the air?
Stomp, 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 stomp.
Can you hear the music
your
everywhere?
Stomp, 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 stomp.
I can hear it high, I can hear it low. I can hear music wherever I go. Can you hear the music in the air?
Shake, 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 shake.
Shake those wiggles out.
Shake, 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 shake.
Shake.
Can you hear the music in the air?
Shake, shake,
I see
shake,
you.
Shake, shake.
Can you hear the music everywhere?
Shake,
shake down.
Shake, shake,
there you go.
I can
shake,
hear it high.
Come on,
I can hear it low. I can hear music
on,
wherever
Jay.
I go. Can you hear the music in the air?
Clap,
clap,
there you go.
Clap, clap. Stop, stop, stop.
Now shake.
Hey, now you just heard some amazing music, much of which you'll hear and more at Kakuza Fest.
That's right.
Starting with Music in the Air by Miss Nikki's Music Class.
Yeah, based here in the Washington DMV area.
That's right. Miss Nikki's joining us for Kakuza Fest.
Then we also have Kimberly Stewart with her song, Hey Mr. Moon. Now, Kimberly can play the piano. She's a songwriter and a wonderful singer. So you'll get a chance to see all of that when she's with us on Kakuza Fest on April 10th.
And guess who else is joining us?
Who's
none
that?
Other than the Magic Jones.
Yes.
With Clap Your Hands.
Yes. And you're going to love their presentation. You know, they got so much energy, and I think you're going to really, really, really love it. And prior to that, we had Masaka Kids Africana with their song Champion. And that's what we're doing. We're championing the voices of black people in family music. And we're going to be featuring black women in family music on April 10th from 3 to 5 p.m.
Yes. And prior to that, we had Inez Barletier. I just wanted to remind you that she's also a headliner at Kakuza Fest. But guess what? We have one more headliner.
Uh-huh.
And her CD hasn't come out yet, so we weren't able to play anything. But you are not going to want to miss Divinity Rocks Kids Presents Divinity Rocks.
Yes, and you know, Divinity is awesome because she's a bass player, producer, and the former music director for Beyonce.
Also, Divinity was in our very first Kakuza Fest.
Yeah.
And if you want to check out her energy and what you can expect to see, go to WeNationRadio.com/events and you'll get to see day one and day two of Kakuza Fest. Yes, it was a 2-day festival.
Yes. And remember, We is WEE. So go to We Nation Radio. And we also have an excellent MC for the event.
None other than Joy Marley out of New York City.
Yeah, you know, I remember when we met in New York in 2013 at the KindyCom Festival, where all the children and family artists get together, and I sought her out because we were very few blacks in this industry, and we have been friends since, and she has done some amazing work, and you're going to really love seeing her at Kakuza Fest.
Joy is an arts education consultant but also a family music artist. Let's hear what Joy has to say.
Hey, it's Joy Marilee, and I'm excited to announce that I'll be hosting Kakuza Fest, celebrating Black women in family music. Kakuza, which means amplify in Swahili, is one of the first free all-Black family music festivals in the country. This year, you'll see performances by R&B sensation The Magic Jones of LA and Atlanta, rock star producer and bassist Divinity Rocks of New York, LA-based songstress Snook Nook, pianist and songstress Kimberly Stewart, also from LA, multi-instrumentalist Inez Balatier, along with many other talented artists and special guests. Tune in and help us to amplify these sisters and family music by joining us on Saturday, April 10th from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, streaming directly from We Nation Radio's Facebook page and YouTube channel. I hope to see you there.
Thank you, Joy.
I'm sure you heard Joy mention that We Nation Radio is partnering with Family Music Forward to produce Kakuza Fest.
Yes, and you know, we're co-founders of Family Music Forward, which started right after the George Floyd murder. And it's a number of artists that came together with a vision of equitable visibility, opportunity, and compensation within the family music industry for Black artists. And that all children and families will have access to performers and music, especially that music that welcomes, celebrates, and reflects them. So we believe that liberation of Black artists and families is liberation for all. And it really helps us meet our vision, or our mission rather, to transform the family music industry by supporting Black artists, children, and communities, and dismantling individual, institutional, and systemic racial bias within our industry.
You would not believe the work that goes into producing this type of festival, and we are just so grateful to have them not only as partners, co-founders, but also very good friends.
Yes, absolutely.
The best of the best.
Yes, and you can find out more, as you mentioned, at familymusicforward.org. Mm-hmm. familymusicforward.org, and come and join us. Come help us to build Kakuza Fest.
Yes.
If you are a fraternity, especially the sororities, mm-hmm. we're talking about Black women in family music. So come and be a part of this and help us make this successful.
Definitely. And also you can find Family Music Forward social, Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube at Family Music Forward.
Yeah, so come and join this party. We're going to have a lot of fun.
For more information about Kakuza Fest, check out We Nation Radio for Parents page, and check out our calendar for more information, more details, and where to go to find us.
All right, well, you know what? Get ready. It's time for We Nation Stars. And now we're going to interview an upcoming and rising star out of North Carolina. Her name is Abigail the Storyteller, and she loves reading books for children. Can you tell the audience a little bit about who you are and how old you are?
My name is Abigail Little, also known as Abigail.
And Joy Marilee out of New York City.
Yeah, you know, I remember when we met in New York at in 2013 at the KindyCom Festival, where all the children and family artists get together. And I sought her out because we were very few Blacks in this industry. And we have been friends since, and she has done some amazing work. And you're going to really love seeing her at Kakuza Fest.
Joy is an arts education consultant, but also a family music artist. Let's hear what Joy has to say.
Hey, it's Joy Marilee, and I'm excited to announce that I'll be hosting Kakuza Fest, celebrating Black women in family music. Kakuza, which means amplify in Swahili, is one of the first free all-Black family music festivals in the country. This year, you'll see performances by R&B sensation The Magic Jones of LA and Atlanta, rock star producer and bassist Divinity Rocks of New York, LA-based songstress Snook Nook, pianist and songstress Kimberly Stewart, also from LA, multi-instrumentalist Inez Balatier, along with many other talented artists and special guests. Tune in and help us to amplify these sisters and family music by joining us on Saturday, April 10th from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, streaming directly from We Nation Radio's Facebook page and YouTube channel. I hope to see you there.
Thank you, Joy.
I'm sure you heard Joy mention that We Nation Radio is partnering with Family Music Forward to produce Kakuza Fest.
Yes, and you know, we're co-founders of Family Music Forward, which started right after the George Floyd murder. And it's a number of artists that came together with a vision of equitable visibility, opportunity, and compensation within the family music industry for Black artists. And that all children and families will have access to performers and music, especially that music that welcomes, celebrates, and reflect them. So we believe that liberation of Black artists and families is liberation for all. And it really helps us meet our vision, or our mission rather, to transform the family music industry by supporting Black artists, children, and communities, and dismantling individual, institutional, and systemic racial bias within our industry.
You would not believe the work that goes into producing this type of festival, and we are just so grateful to have them not only as partners, co-founders, but also very good friends.
Yes, absolutely.
The best of the best.
Yes. And you can find out more, as you mentioned, at familymusicforward.org. Familymusicforward.org, and come and join us. Come help us to build Kakuza Fest.
Yes.
If you are a fraternity, especially the sororities, mm-hmm. we're talking about Black women in family music. So come and be a part of this and help us make this successful.
Definitely. And also you can find Family Music Forward social, Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube at Family Music Forward.
Yeah, so come and join this party. We're going to have a lot of fun.
For more information about Kakuza Fest, check out We Nation Radio for Parents page, and check out our calendar for more information, more details, and where to go to find us.
All right, well, you know what? Get ready. It's time for We Nation Stars. And now we're going to interview an upcoming and rising star out of North Carolina. Her name is Abigail, the storyteller, and she loves reading books for children. Can you tell the audience a little bit about who you are and how old you are?
My name is Abigail Little, also known as Abigail, the storyteller. I am 13 years old.
Wow, 13 years old. And so, Abigail, now you're a storyteller. What is a storyteller?
A storyteller is a person who loves stories and thinks that stories are about connecting with each other. And I think storytelling is powerful because it teaches and inspires. You see, a story gives you the opportunity to learn from others' experiences, values, and opinions. Stories can catch our attention and engage us with its message and meaning. That's a reason they're called storytellers.
I love it. And why do you enjoy being a storyteller?
I enjoy being a storyteller because reading is for kids who can't and who struggle, especially kids and families and even adults who struggle with reading or just can't read.
Right. That's right. Reading is so, so, so important. And so how long have you been considered a storyteller?
I've been considered a storyteller for 7 years.
Wow. So you're 13 now. And you've been doing this for 7 years. So let's see if we did our math. 13 minus 7 is
started around
6 years old. Wow. 6 years old. And do you remember some storytellers when you were younger that inspired you to become a storyteller? Like, were there any ones I think we talked about before? Let's say Reading Rainbow or anything.
Reading Rainbow, yes, definitely Reading Rainbow.
Okay, you remember, and yeah, that, and what, they even had a theme song, I think, the Reading Rainbow theme song, and which is not, which is important because you too have your own theme song, I hear.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to let, the audience hear your theme song, and then we're going to come back, so that we can learn a little bit more about you. So let's check out your theme song real quickly.
Oh, give me a girl who reads for the world, lots of books for kids everywhere. She can often be heard sharing word after word, Abigail, the storyteller. Abigail, she's the storyteller.
That's me.
That was wonderful. And who helped you to write your theme song?
Miss Annie Bird helped me to write my theme song. And also, Mr. Chuck Treese was on the drums, and Mr. Alfred Wegener was on the guitar.
Oh, yes. And that was great because it's a very simple, short, and I love those, you know, because if you notice, when you listen to theme songs, even on TV, they're very short, but they're so powerful. And so I can imagine now your own show and you open up with your theme song and then here you are. Now, what types of stories do you like to read about? Are they any particular ones you really find that you like to read about?
No, sir.
Okay. So you can read just a little bit about everything, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What is some of your favorite hobbies outside of being a storyteller?
Some of my favorite hobbies outside of being a storyteller is drawing, riding my bike, hanging out with family, and also I do lots of playing. I'm Abigail, the storyteller. Come with me and we'll explore. Books. Books with characters that look like me. Books, lots of diversity.
Yeah, I love it. I'm about to